finding your kind of minimalism. Feel free to come and hang out with me on Instagram at howtobeaminimalist, or you can also email me at howtobeaminimalist@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the show details to find links to the articles I talk about, my YouTube channel, and books that I've written. And now it's time for the show. Episode number 47, 5 Ways Minimalism Can Make You Content. Hey there, minimalists. I hope that you had a great weekend and that you have been up to great minimalistic things. My husband, kids, and I went away for the weekend. We just decided to go, and we had to fill up our propane tank on our RV anyway, so we were like, okay, let's just stay out. And it was supposed to be sunny after it had been rainy all last week, which we're grateful for because it's been super smoky and fiery all along the West Coast here. And we were not in danger with the fires, luckily, but we did experience a ton of hazardous smoke levels, so that was really not good. But we decided to go out and enjoy the sunshine that was coming our way, and we have just brought that enjoyment of the sunshine into the week, and it's been wonderful. I am totally a summer forever person, and I could do summer all year long. I know people are ready for like pumpkin spice drinks and for pumpkins and fall and being cozy and sweaters, and I'm just like, no, I like to hang out by the beach and I'll go on hikes without like gloppy rain falling on my neck. For my personal update, I have been doing really well with my goals. We're just about to start October as of this recording, and I'm finally feeling like we're in a good flow in our home. Homeschooling is going well. I'm able to get some stretching done and exercise in, and I've just been really able to focus on getting those healthy meals in, and it's just been really, really nice. Tomorrow I plan to finish up my October bullet journal spread. I do a monthly spread, and then I break those goals down into small actionable steps that I spread over the weekly spread. And it just works beautifully. I plan on doing a YouTube video on this, but I have had some requests for this topic on the podcast. And so I plan on doing kind of a Q&A podcast episode coming up here. I've got a few requests in. If you have a request of some topic that you would love for me to address about minimalism and simple living, go ahead and email me at howtobeaminimalist@gmail.com. Or if you want to come and find me on Instagram, I'm at howtobeaminimalist, and you can message me there. For my something interesting, if you have not seen Ashlyn Eaton's YouTube channel, she is so sweet and does a beautiful job with talking about minimalism and simple living and just various kind of lifestyle inspiration type things. I recently watched her video, 7 Small Ways to Practice Slow Living and Enjoy Life More, and I thought it went well with this topic of being content as a minimalist or someone that is getting into minimalism or interested in it. I loved all 7 tips, but 2 of them that really stuck out to me were checking in with your body as well as turning off the noise. And she suggests even turning off like music, or if you have a show on in the background, usually when you're doing stuff, just turn it all off and learn to appreciate the silence, which is definitely something that is important and gives our brain a good rest and just allows us to think about things that we wouldn't necessarily normally think about. The reason why I loved the checking in with your body one, which you should watch the video because she's going to talk about it in a different way from me, but it made me remember when I woke up a couple of mornings ago and I was really sore. Like my whole body was sore and my jaw was sore. I clearly did not sleep well, and I had a lot of weird dreams that night, and I was very stressful. Like some of the things from real life were in my dream, and it was all just stressful. Like I was just thinking about my problems all night long, apparently. Anyway, so when I woke up, I was not only was I sore from that, but I was also sore from whatever I'd done the day before. I'd done some exercise or something like that. So I went and stretched, and I realized that my body is just not flexible as it used to be. I danced all growing up. I used to be very flexible, and now it's just so sad. It is really depressing that when you quit practicing something, you will lose little bit by little bit by little bit. It's kind of like sand draining out of your hands pretty much. So I went and stretched and I was like, this is pitiful. I can hardly even touch my toes. And I used to be able to kind of like fold myself in half. So it made me realize watching Ashlyn Eaton's video that checking in with my body is really an important thing that I need to do more often. I know that this is one of my goals for the year is to stretch more often and to work on my posture, but I have not been diligent about it and I really need to. Part of the reason is that there's really not a schedule in the summer at all. So I'm hoping to take the fall, winter, and spring months and just really take good care of my body and stretch it out and kind of regain some flexibility. I even did some ballet warm-up routines this morning, which was sort of funny, and my kids were looking at me like I was crazy, but I think it will help me with my posture. I had the best posture of my life when I was a kid. Of course, I was a kid, so, you know, there's that, but also dance helps with posture so much, and it helps with flexibility, and those are two things I really want to practice and get better at. So I'm thinking if I just kind of do a little bit of dance and, you know, my kids can laugh at me and think I'm nuts, that's great on all levels. You really should check out Ashlyn Eaton's channel though. She's really sweet, and the calmness reminds me a lot of Simple Happy Zen, another minimalist channel that I really love. When I was thinking about this topic of minimalism and contentment, I realized that minimalism really does set you up to just be content with those things that you have. I am not saying that it's not okay to have dreams, to have goals, or to want nicer things in your life. I have things that, yes, I am content and happy and grateful for this one item that I have, but I would like to upgrade it. Or I know that my vehicle will wear out at some point. There's nothing wrong with me preparing to purchase a new one or wanting to have an upgraded newer vehicle. There's nothing wrong with anything like that. Of course, we have to manage how we go about getting the things that we want and the process that we follow in order to get those things, and also our headspace. Like, are we happily on the road to getting those things that we want, or are we grumpy and upset and in that mode of scarcity in our mind? So while it's totally fine to progress and to want to progress in various areas of your life, in my opinion anyway, there's also nothing wrong with, and it's also very healthy to be content with what you have also. Contentment and settling for something, those are two separate things. I don't want to settle in life, but I would like to be content and happy with those things that I do have. If I'm not content and happy with the things that I have now and my lifestyle that I have now, then I probably won't be the type of person that will be content and happy with whatever I am given in life. So practicing contentment and happiness is a major goal for me, and it's something that I'm constantly working on and asking myself, why am I not content with this? One of the first things that is pretty obvious is that minimalism lends to contentment because you tend to not shop more or scroll online retailers as much. When there's less stuff to look at, you're not finding things that you didn't even know that you wanted. I have had that so many times where I've been at a store and then I've suddenly found something that I just have to have and can't live without. And it's kind of crazy because I didn't even know that I wanted it 10 minutes before I walked into the store. So why do I now have these urgent feelings that I must have this item? No, I don't really need that item. And when I am really trying to stick to the departments that I need to in my stores that I shop at, or if I go to the store and just look for the one thing that I need, if it's not like in the food department, then I'm much happier. And I'm most certainly happier when I don't scroll online retailers. Every time I go to a big box store, I feel extremely discontent, and it makes me want to update my dishes. It makes me want to update my wardrobe. It makes me want to get a haircut, like the model that's up on the wall. It just is so easy to find so many different little ways to be discontent with what you have. And of course, a lot of advertising is set up to be that way. It's to make whatever is being advertised as appealing as possible so that you will want to buy it. Our job is to determine whether we actually need something or not, and if it's too tempting, just to avoid it altogether. Another way that minimalism brings contentment for me is that as I practice minimalism, I am looking for things to do, not stuff to buy. They're very, very different things, but it can be easy when people and social media and the stores are all telling us like, oh, you gotta have this new thing, it'll make you happier. Oh, this thing will make your life easier. There's so much out there that you can buy when you are looking for experiences and not for things. It's so much easier to go about your life being content. The more I am looking for experiences and wanting to spend our resources on experiences, the less I'm tempted by things at the stores. During the summer, we are in so many cute little towns as well as national and state parks that have beautiful gift shops. We definitely like to go inside. It's fun to look at cute little things and beautiful art that people have created. It is tempting sometimes. However, because we're on the road in our RV all summer long, I'm more interested in what's the next hike we're going to go on and where are we headed next? Where are we going to find our next geocache? These are the things that I'm generally more focused on. I just find it so much easier to be happy with the things that I already have or the simple souvenir pin that I purchased to go with my collection because those are things that I collect and they are very functional because I use them in my corkboard for my vision board. And it's very inspiring to me to see all the pins from the places I've been. So I do collect those, but other than that, I'm really not tempted by anything. Even when we're stationary in our RV, it is so much easier to focus on experiences that we want when we know we are going to be getting away for a weekend or things like that. So having a plan and looking for different experiences, activities, and adventures that you want to go on or hobbies that you want to participate in, it makes it a lot easier to focus on those things when you have a goal, when you have an idea of what you want to do, and when you're excited about something that is coming up. When we don't have that focus, it's a lot easier to go and find something to buy. And so we really try to make sure that there's always something to look forward to that we're actually physically participating in. That way we are ready and able to do those things and we're not tempted to waste our money on stuff that we don't really want anyway. Something I've noticed as I practiced minimalism over many years is that I am now more focused on quality and not quantity. While I definitely can apply this to things, it's even more important for me to spend quality time with people versus quantity time with people. I used to try to fit a lot of different activities in, and not only did it stress me out to try to be going around and doing all of these different things, it really didn't make me happy, and it was not something that I was ever able to sustain. I used to think that there was maybe something wrong with me because I didn't want to hang out with a lot of people all the time, but what I realized is that what makes me really happy is spending time with others in a very quality way. I'm a mom and that's kind of what I'm doing now. I don't go out and party. I don't go clubbing. I don't do any of those things. It just doesn't go with my lifestyle and the things that I'm interested in. But I also don't really go to that many big group get-togethers because it's sort of missing those elements of having really quality intimate time with someone. I would love to have a personal conversation with someone, see what they're doing. I would love to sit down and have a tea with someone and chat. I'm not really interested in the big group thing where I'm just kind of sitting there observing other people and chatting a little bit, but it's not really going anywhere deep. Like the conversations are not really deep and not very meaningful. I've also found a lot of joy in finding my people and making sure that I'm saving time to really bond with them and to show them that I love them. Of course, there are people that are closer to acquaintances that I enjoy spending time with, and there are big group settings like a book club or my writing group or things like that. But the ones that I've really enjoyed are like my writing group. We have become really good friends and it's been a pleasure to get to know these ladies a lot better and to be able to spend quality time with them. And when we check in at the beginning of the meeting, it's really nice and I'm interested in and involved in their lives. But we also have this common goal and hobby of writing. And so that's something that really keeps us close and bonded. This past summer, we were able to spend a lot of time with one family in particular, and although we've never not been close, it was amazing to see how much closer we got and to be refreshed in those common goals that we have, and also to see our children really bond. Like, they are good friends now, and that's really special when you have kids that bond with your friends' kids and that you bond with. Like, that hardly ever happens. Ever. For me, anyway. So to have everyone happy and enjoying each other and just really loving each other, it's been a beautiful thing. And those are the kinds of experiences that bring so much joy to my life. And that is where I really have found beauty and peace and happiness in kind of identifying and spending time with and investing in kind of that tribe that we've created. They say you have, like, I think it's 4 different tribes. So you have the tribe you're born into, the tribe that you choose, the tribe that is that you create, and the tribe that's like kind of the groups that you associate with. And so finding the tribe that we've created has been a really beautiful thing for our family. One of the reasons I chose Ashlyn Eaton's video for the Something Interesting Today is because minimalism really does bring contentment in slow living. And I just wanted to bring some of those practices out that she suggests. And there are so many other slow living practices that are beautiful that really go hand in hand with minimalism. Kind of like what I was saying before, that I now feel that it is acceptable to just find quality over quantity in my friendships and the people that I spend time with. I feel now that it's okay for me to take time for slow living. I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. I don't know why I have to rush around and be stressed all the time. I'm tired of being stressed and I don't enjoy it. I don't appreciate it at all. It doesn't really help me to get anything done. Taking time to enjoy life and to enjoy those beautiful things that we have, even the simplest things, it just brings happiness into my life. And it makes me more content with what I've got. I know that I have a lot. And I know the things that I've worked hard for. But if I've worked so hard for them, why am I not taking the time to enjoy them? Lastly, a minimalistic home can mean carefully chosen items. A lot of times, if you've carefully gotten rid of and decluttered things that you don't want, and you only purchase or bring in items that you love and utilize, you will find that you have kind of a carefully curated home, and the things that you truly use and enjoy are the things that you will find in your home. Minimalism is a wonderful tool for making sure that you have what you want and need. There's a lot of peace in having what you need, and there's a lot of peace in being able to, you know, pursue a hobby with just the right amount of things that you can actually do the hobby well and have the correct tools to do that hobby, but you're not so overwhelmed by 10 different projects that you want to accomplish and excess tools that you don't know how to use and don't have time to utilize. The same goes for the garage or the kitchen or your living room, game cupboard, whatever. If we have too many things, then it likely means that we are not focusing on what we actually need. When we practice minimalism and focus on decluttering and kind of working through our things to get to where we want them to be, it means that we have what we need and it definitely brings contentment. For my minimalist challenge today, I want you to take a moment to recognize 2 things. First off, I want you to ask yourself, what is a minimalist practice I'm good at that makes me feel content? And the second question I want you to ask yourself is, what habit can I change so that I will feel even more contentment? For me, I personally have been practicing just being grateful and joyfully grateful for the things that I do have and trying to recognize the abundance that is in my life. And it's been really helping me to feel contentment. But it's definitely something that I'm going to continue practicing. I hope that these practices and ideas and thoughts will help you to be able to have more contentment in your life. And remember, it's not settling, it's contentment. There's a difference in just being happy with the things that you have, but also making plans for getting the other things that you need in your life, whether they be friendships or a more peaceful atmosphere or whatever it is. Good luck with your minimalistic practices, and remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff. I hope you enjoyed the show. With so many listening options, I'm glad you joined me today. If you'd like to support the show, please consider leaving a review, sharing with others, or becoming a patron. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month. For $3 a month, you will have access to 2 bonus exclusive episodes. Thanks for being here.